Focus on the Family on AM 1230 KPRL and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Sculptera Winery and Sculpture Garden. The Franco family and staff invite you to visit their beautiful world and taste their award-winning estate wine. Open daily 10 to 5 on Lanay Road in Paso Robles.
You know, the Lord's seeing it as a resolved problem. I'm seeing it down here as an unresolved problem.
Mary DeMuth on Focus on the Family Minute with ways to pray for a child who's far from God.
And we have too small of a scope, and we try to demand that the Lord answer our prayer for our adult children, adult child, in a minute, in 10 days, in 4 months, and we're not seeing the wide picture. It took the Lord 45 years to answer this long-term prayer that I felt was an impossible prayer. I did not think it would ever be answered, and I had to resolve myself that it never would be. So we have to have a long view of prayer and realize, persevere through it. It matters. God's timing is not the same as ours, and we don't get to dictate to the Lord the timing in which He answers our prayers.
More from Mary today when you stop by familyminute.org.
Focus on the Family on AM 1230 KPRL and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Sculptera Winery and Sculpture Garden. The Franco family and staff invite you to visit their beautiful world and taste their award-winning estate wine. Open daily 10 to 5 on Lanay Road in Paso Robles.
Another tenant emergency? With MPM Property Management, help is always just one call away. Our on-staff general contractor and broker handle maintenance issues quickly and professionally with 24/7 emergency support. From leasing to maintenance, we're here for you. No hidden fees, no surprises, just reliable service, happy tenants, and peace of mind for property owners. MPM Property Management. We handle the hard stuff so you don't have to. Visit PasoPM.com or call today.
Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story, brought to you by Frontier Floors and Window Coverings at 830 21st Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-7878 or online at frontierfloors.net.
The Rest of the Story. Brass musicians, as musicians go, tend not to make it big. Oh, there's the occasional Jack Teagarden, Louis Armstrong, Wynton Marsalis. A few others have struck gold as band leaders, but for the most part, horn players are the least part of the music business. So, when 46-year-old trumpeter cornet player Woody English got his big offer, the gig of a brass man's lifetime, he jumped at it. Not that Woody had had it so bad. He was, after all, principal trumpet for a symphony orchestra in Virginia. He had also performed background solos for TV shows and movie soundtracks. Yet rarely had he stepped from the shadows to be recognized, if only for an evening, by name. Well, now comes this too-good-to-be-true engagement, the chance to be heard by more people than all of the people who have ever heard him before. And on learning of that fabulous opportunity, Woody reflected irresistibly on his boyhood, on his teenage aspirations at Michigan's prestigious Interlochen Arts Academy. He had yearned to make his mark, to achieve something unique in music. And this Right Now offer would amount to just that. For in addition to an overwhelming audience of 260,000, the live performance would be recorded by renowned music engineer Simon Britton, and that recording would be distributed as none other ever. So Woody English practiced accordingly. Long hours. He pushed his 46-year-old embouchure to its outer limits. And then he showed up at the appointed venue on the scheduled day to play. And he did play. His reception? Utterly apathetic. I mean, among the 250,000 plus attending, not one applauded. Under the circumstances, you'd think Woody might not want his name on the recording. And you would be right. It was subsequently released anonymously. And it circulates thus to this day, and it will forever after, but Woody doesn't care. It's the honor, he says, of having participated in that recording session which made the effort and the anonymity worthwhile. Of course, you now know his name, and most likely you will never forget it. For you see, of America's surviving military veterans, nearly 2,000 each day die. And yet fewer than 500 buglers, fewer than 500 are available at any day, at any one time, to pay tribute at their funerals. So, engineer-inventor Simon Britton created an electronic device, a 45-watt digital amplifier that fits snugly into the bell of a real bugle, and which, at the touch of a button, plays taps. And so realistic is the sound that even standing nearby, one would swear the honor guardsman holding the instrument is really playing it. Of course, the inventor needed a recording of taps for his microchip, and so on Memorial Day 1999, at Arlington National Cemetery, in the silent company of 260,000 soldiers there interred, United States Army Band Master Sergeant Woodrow English performed the melody that would haunt the horns of honor guardsmen forever after. He might have become the most famous brass player in the world, whom nobody knows. Except that now you know, for you know the rest of the story.
This hour of Sound Off on KPRL brought to you by Buy the Book Heating and Air, your local reliable heating and air expert. Call 805-423-5119.
238-5775. 238-KPRL. Sound Off continues on KPRL, the North County's number one choice for news, talk, and sports. This is Sound Off on the right choice, KPRL.
Good afternoon and welcome to Sound Off. My name is Eric Gorham. I might sound a little funny because I'm not Karen. She's out on assignment. And I would look over to Cal Coast News to see what's going on over there, see what stories she's coming up with. I bet you there's something up this afternoon. We do have a good second hour here. I guess a good two-thirds. It's not actually the second hour. But we have the mayor, the distinguished mayor of Atascadero, Charles Burbeau. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
And again, the same line that you call in, that 805-238-5775, is the same line you can text in on. And we'll be reading those texts if you want to text in, if you want to call in and ask some questions about what's going on in Atascadero. Really anything, give us a call, but we'll be talking. I think first, I mean, maybe we hit, you just had an event. How'd it go? You had the Fall Festival,
right? We had the Fall Festival and Colony Day as well. As you know, it was a rainy weekend, but on Friday night, the Fall Festival started. And my understanding is that the event, organizer, the En Fuego Events, had their best Friday night ever.
Really?
The Fall Festival, out of the past several years they've done it. So that's a real good thing, because Saturday, as you know, was kind of rainy and it was more of a bust.
Oh, was it?
And Sunday was a little better than Saturday, but nowhere near Friday because it was a little bit of a drizzly, gloomy day.
Right.
So the good news is they had a very good Friday turnout, and so the event organizer was comfortable with what happened. They will think about moving it up back into October in the future, because obviously, October, it can rain as well, but your chances are better of getting rain
right.
in November.
So Colony Days was traditionally in October, right?
That is correct.
Okay.
Colony Days, for decades, was always the weekend after Pioneer Days in Paso Robles.
Okay.
It was a few years, a while back, where the organizers moved it to the week before Pioneer Days, trying to make sure they stayed out of a rain window. But then, of course,
right.
you risk getting a real hot day.
right.
That didn't last. This year, there were some organizational issues, as I understand it, and also some participation issues where the schools were like, well, we're busy with sports and other things. Our band may not be able to be there. Or
oh, for the
teams.
Parade.
Right. So yeah. It made sense for them to move it to the same weekend as the Fall Festival, because you have a lot of people going for that. So I think it would have worked. It would have boosted attendance. But, of course, it was raining Saturday morning, and
right.
the city council was on the old fire truck. And I would say, taking the route, there was probably maybe at most 200 people hiding out in groups of two or three. And
that's unfortunate.
Sitting under awnings and pop-ups and stuff like that. So the parade went on. Some, like the bands, dropped out because they don't want to.
Yeah, I feel like last year for the parade, it was good weather. Of course, it was in October.
Yeah.
And there was a pretty good show up.
Yes.
And then the downtown has changed since then.
Correct. Good point and good segue. Obviously, earlier this year in June, we had our block party, ribbon cutting for the downtown project, the El Camino Real Enhancement Project, where we've, put 240-some new free parking spaces along El Camino Real, better landscaping, lighting, et cetera. And I think people legitimately had concerns about traffic flow. But and as we always say, we want you to come to downtown. We don't want you to drive through downtown.
Right, exactly.
You want to go, you know, from the north end of town to the south end of town. That's what God invented the 101 for.
Right.
And so we're very pleased with that. And I think the businesses, some of whom did struggle during construction, are very pleased with the outcome, how it looks. And it's really making downtown much more inviting. You see there's a lot of cars parked there. And I would offer this comparison is if you've been around Atascadero for a while, you know there was a time where you could park on Entrada, or not park, you could bowl or play wiffle ball on Entrada on an evening and not be interrupted.
Right.
And now there are cars parked constantly. Entrada's full. Lots of our spots on El Camino are full just because there's so much more activity going on, especially in the evenings. There's so many more places to eat. There's other businesses that are coming in. And I would say I moved here in 85, and I would say in the late 80s, the downtown went downhill. The post office moved, the water company moved their office, the garbage company. Some of the retail that was there went away. And downtown took a long time to revitalize, but it's there. It's the best it's been.
I think you're right, yeah.
Yeah, and so we're very thankful for all the businesses that come and invest. But they are now invited by this public investment we've made in parking and making it very walkable, et cetera. So we're super excited about the downtown.
And I think for the longest time, when I was growing up, 20s, 30s, et cetera, it was like, you didn't really go to Atascadero because downtown there wasn't much there.
Right.
There was Outlaws if you wanted to go have a drink, not much else. And if you go way back, I guess there was a Dugout or whatever. but now it's very inviting. You go down there, you can have dinner, you can go have a drink, you can walk around the park. The Sunken Gardens, I should say.
Exactly.
And there's a lot of events that happen there.
Right.
And it's to me, in the last maybe 10 years, it seems like Atascadero has reached out and said, come on over, and it is different. Paso, to me, I grew up here. I love Paso. It's become a little too touristy for me, and I'm in Santa Margarita now, and I end up rarely coming to Paso. I go to Atascadero to go hang out, to go meet people, etc. It's just a great place to be.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And we use this tagline sometimes about authentic Atascadero. It's still got an authentic small town feel. It doesn't feel overrun, and yet there's a lot more to do than there was 10, 15 years ago. And you think about if you live in Atascadero 10, 15 years ago, you thought, well, we're going to go out to dinner. Where should we go? And you start thinking, and there weren't a lot of options. You start thinking about going to Paso or Slo. Now there's lots of restaurant options, and that kind of feeds on itself to where, we're keeping our own people in town, and we are inviting, inviting other people to come. And I think we get, you mentioned our events, we get a lot of people from within the county who didn't used to come to Atascadero. And, we have a great promotions director, Terry Banish, who's brought a lot of great events to town in the last 10 years. And the cool thing is, she doesn't rest on her laurels. If a thing is a B, that it doesn't always stay around. In other words, it's mildly successful because we're constantly looking for those A's that, really fly as events. And it's really working. A lot of people come into town that otherwise wouldn't be here. And then it brings in people from out of town as well. And that, of course, helps our economy, helps our local businesses and that sort of thing.
Right. Yeah. No, I'm thinking back to last year at the Fall Festival. I think it was also the Tyson fight. And I remember I made my way through the Fall Festival, ran over to Tin City, watched the fight, got to go back, and we kind of hung out with a group and went to the different restaurants, et cetera. And it was a great night because everything's kind of right there.
Right.
Which is nice, especially for a lot of those events. And, what kind of kicked this off? I remember the tamale thing. I don't know. And then they have the pub crawls. But what was the kind of the kickoff?
Well, it really was the hiring of Terry Banish as an events and promotions person.
Now she's going to want to raise.
Well, she did get a raise because she's now also she's a department head. She's now also the director of recreation.
All right.
Recreation services. Puts her over recreation stuff and over the zoo.
Right.
And still doing
I think we've been
stuff.
Dealing with her actually at work. So.
Right.
Yeah, we're getting ready to do a project for the city of Atascadero. Madrone is, and it should be a good little project to, it's part of the zoo, I guess.
I'll mention that. I had it on my list here kind of to mention a little farther down. But yeah, those of you familiar with the town, when you get off 101, southbound, getting on at 41. There's a little area there. It used to be a road, and it was abandoned as a road because it kind of interfered with the interchange, and it's right next to that Chevron station. Well, for some years, we had a significant problem with homeless people hanging out in there and setting up tents and stuff, so we fenced it off to redo some irrigation and that sort of thing. But now that is going to be soon a zoo butterfly habitat exhibit. You guys will be planting some milkweed and other things to attract monarchs.
Oh, yeah.
But that will be a zoo exhibit.
So it'll be interesting. Instead of seeing tents, we'll see butterflies. I think this is an improvement that Atascadero is making.
Yeah. Right. Well, I mean, it's an improvement. We haven't seen the homeless there for a while because it's been fenced off.
Right.
But it's going to be nice. Because it is a zoo exhibit, you know, anybody that hops a fence can be immediately evicted for trespassing. Some improved landscaping by Madrone. And so it'll be a nice addition and a nice, for people getting off the freeway, a nice introduction to Atascadero if they haven't been
there. I think so. And that used to kill me when you go into Atascadero because that is a heavily used off-ramp. Mm-hmm. And when your introduction was tents and homeless sitting on it, was just I think somewhat of a black eye, and you haven't seen it, like you were just saying, in quite a while. But I used to like get off the highway and go,
right, right, understand.
But yeah. Any events coming up or what's
well, there's always, I'd have to look at our calendar, but you know, well, of course we have immediately December 5th, I think that's the Friday, we have Light Up Downtown, where we, you know, on the steps of City Hall, we invite the kids to help to turn the big switch, and we light up downtown. Our sunken gardens will be well lit again in the trees like it was last year. And of course, it's going to go well with the revisions to El Camino Real. Then on the Saturday, we have Walk Around the Lake, mm-hmm. where your city council will be serving hot cider and cookies, amongst other things. Kiwanis has a booth and other groups are handing out things as people walk around the lake on the Saturday, that Saturday night. And so, yeah, there's always things. I can't remember them all off the top of my head, but there's always things going on nowadays in Atascadero.
Right. Yeah, that downtown area, you know, you got, what is it, Ancient Owl and
right.
Street Side.
Yeah, Tent City.
Tent City. And was it Barley and Boar? That, mm-hmm. Wow, that's a great yep. place. And a lot of little, I think there's a little place for wine right there, too.
Oh, yeah, there's multiple places for wine, and there's Kula's Hawaiian. They have a wine thing, but a Kula's Hawaiian Kitchen
yeah.
there is part of the La Plaza building. Mr. Q's.
Yeah, Mr. Q's. Yeah. And is that barbecue place still there? What was that?
Yes.
Right on the corner there. I can't think of the name
there.
Of it.
Okay. And then Cielo, the Italian restaurant, which also has
the rooftop
bar. Yeah. So this whole atmosphere is just really positive.
And I will tell you, this is my, I've thought this for a long time. So if you go out on a date night with your wife, if you're just, maybe you're dating, who knows, but when you can go hit two or three spots, it makes that date night so much more rememberable. So if you can go over here for a drink, go, maybe you start at Cielo for a drink and you go to, Barley and Boar, and then you go hit dessert somewhere else. Yeah. I will tell you, gentlemen, when your wife drives through town, she's going to be like, she's going to feel like, oh, I went there and we went to, it's going to feel like three or four dates. I'm just giving you a heads up. Yeah. I swear that's
right. You can go throw axes.
Proven science. Yeah. There's a lot to do, and it can be totally different. And one day it can feel like you did three or four different things, and it makes for a great night out with your lady or your man.
Appreciate you saying it. It is very, very much more so a good date night location than it used to be.
It is.
So we're very pleased with that.
And it doesn't, I love Paso, but it's just a little more chill, a little more kickback. Mm-hmm. Take your time, stroll around. The parking has vastly improved. And, it's easy to just kind of park in there, do your thing. You can show up at, 5, 6 o'clock, leave at 9 or 10, and you've had a great evening.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. I'll also mention, though, speaking of downtown, we're getting ready to tear down the old fire station and rebuild it at the same location as Fire Station 1. Fire Station 1 was built in, 1951, I think, and we just took possession of the armory.
Oh, really?
On a lease or a license basis, because we're going to move in some portables, and that's where the Fire Station 1 will operate out of, is the backside of the armory, not the armory building itself.
Right, out in the parking lot out there.
Right, but we'll have some portables in the back, and they will operate out of there while Fire Station 1 is torn down and rebuilt. So that's a big, big, big project for us. Also on that front, well, as part of that project, we'll also be remodeling the police station and remodeling Fire Station number 2 as well.
Really? I remember when that police station was built. And what was, it was at the store before.
Beano's.
Beano's. My mom worked at Atascadero PD for many, many years.
And, oh, really? Yeah. So, yeah, the city purchased that in 87, 88. I was briefly on the city council at that time when the Beano's was purchased, but not on the council when it was remodeled into the police station.
Okay.
And so, obviously, that was remodeled in 88. So, it's getting up there. It needs to be redone, particularly going to add some additional space for dispatch.
And real quick, while I mean, one thing we haven't talked about, so you've been on the city council here, you know, on and off, and what was it, a year ago you became mayor, right?
Correct.
And taking, you know, Heather Moreno, she was a well-known mayor in Atascadero. How is that? How's the job? How's it treating you?
It's treating me well, I think. I mean, I was on the council for 8 years, 2 terms on the city council, so it was pretty easy transition, you know, being able to watch Heather there for her 6 years as mayor, you know, was relatively easy to you know, see what needed to be done in terms of running meetings and step in. I will say, as the mayor, you got to pay a lot, you have to definitely pay attention to the clock for the people speaking for 3 minutes.
Oh, you're one of those cut you off. No,
yeah. Well, if necessary, we'll cut you off. Absolutely.
Right.
But, you know, so, I mean, the mayor just definitely has to pay complete and 100% attention. And as a fidgeter and a guy who's, you know, likes to focus on lots of things, I definitely have to do that as the mayor. And Heather would tell me, don't eat on camera. So I have a habit of snacking. We have a brand new camera system that doesn't catch that anymore, so that's nice. But yeah, so my transition, I think, has been smooth.
Okay.
And we have a good functional council. We all get along. You know, we all respect each other's opinion. And so in that sense, it makes it relatively easy.
All right. Well, we will be right back with more Sound Off. Again, the phone lines are open at 238-5775. We'd love to hear from you. And you can always text in at 238-5775. We'll be right back with more Atascadero news here.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
A nail-biter of a day has come to an end on Wall Street. Stocks closing up slightly. The Dow rose 47 points. The S&P added 25 for the day, and the NASDAQ closed up 131. All eyes on NVIDIA, which will report its latest earnings after the bell. NVIDIA, Wall Street's biggest stock, and the results could affect the markets in the days to come. But that isn't all that could rock the boat on Thursday. The Labor Department will release its September employment report, the first one we're getting since the government shutdown. Economic data compiled by FactSet predicts it'll show 50,000 jobs were created that month, which is on the lowest side. It's also expected to show that employment nationally will hold steady at 4.3%. The Federal Reserve will look at the data carefully, and it could play into whether the central bank will call for a rate cut next month. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Daria Albinger, invested in you.
Rising debt, stock market swings, and global shocks can affect your retirement. But even in this economy, there's still opportunity. Protect your retirement with a secure, tax-advantaged gold IRA. Instead of leaving a 401k or IRA at the mercy of markets, hold physical gold or silver. Real protection for your future. And Noble Gold makes it simple. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and chat with a specialist. The conversation is free, and the peace of mind is priceless. NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult your financial advisor before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Attention kids of all ages. For great family entertainment, head to the Park Cinemas in Paso Robles with the latest releases as well as special features and showings. And if you're looking for a birthday gift or just a way to say thank you, gift certificates are available. For the movie hotline, call 227-2172. That's 227-2172 or online, parkcinemas.com. And as always, sit back, relax, and enjoy a movie or two.
The Sound Off lines are open at 238-5775. 238-KPRL. The North County's listening to you on Sound Off.
And welcome back to Sound Off. We are live with the mayor of Atascadero. Karen is gone. My name is Eric Gorm. I think most of you recognize me. I'm on here and there. And we're talking kind of all things Atascadero, events. I know there's going to be some cool projects going in. Actually, I've heard about a few of them, but I'll let you share those. And, I don't know if there's any controversies, but maybe towards the end of the show, we'll talk about things that might be a little more controversial. Again, if you'd like to call in, it's 238-5775, and you can text in too, same number, 238-5775.
When you ask about projects, one that's critical regarding the fire station, and I mentioned the armory, the legislature passed a bill, the governor signed it, telling the military department to dispose of seven or eight armories, including the one in Atascadero. So not only are we, do we have a license to use the armory while we, as a temporary fire station location, we will be able to purchase the armory. So that'd be a very nice thing. It has to go through a state process and you're right, appraised and all that. But we will be able to, looks like we'll be able to obtain the armory grounds. And part of it is we'll use some additional parking for the Colony Park Community Center. And we'll figure out what else we're going to do with. But that's a great addition because that building has been sitting vacant more or less for a number of years and just has broken windows, weeds in the parking lot, et cetera. And so it's going to be nice.
When I was a kid, there was, army trucks and Jeeps and all kinds of stuff. But
I was briefly in that unit in 1982, 1983.
Really?
I spent my career in the National Guard. I'm a retired colonel with the Guard. And the armory was active well into the early 2000s, but it had it went from having a full unit to having just a detachment, and then it finally went away. It's nice, when you have a vacant building sitting there, it's nice to see it get
I kind of would wonder if the school district would be interested in using any of that.
Well, we would not like that, actually.
No,
to be honest. Okay. No, because
I didn't say that.
Years ago, the city actually wasn't super pleased at the time when the school district elected to rebuild the middle school right there in the heart of downtown. Because we'd like the downtown to be downtown. But, middle school's, it's a great addition. It's a brand new building.
They have the Parks and Recs down there, too, right?
Our Parks Rec, the community center with the ball fields, the indoor basketball courts, that's right behind the armory.
Yeah.
It's right next door to the printery, and the Printery Foundation is making some strides now in getting the printery refurbished. They had their first indoor event in one room of the printery that's been earthquake retrofitted, so that was great. To have an indoor event there. Right. And, they hope to turn that into a performing arts center. And so we're very supportive of that effort. And I've personally been involved with
it. Do they have a timeline, or they're still raising money?
It's always about the money in the sense, something like that, because you need some, the proceeding is indicated on earthquake retrofit. Got one room remodeled. Just last week, they were removing the sand out of the indoor swimming pool to see what was in there. And so, the things are just moving along. Windows are being refurbished to their original state, that sort of thing. I personally did some landscaping down there, so it, has some flowers and looks like I wanted to see it move beyond the abandoned look to the something's happening here look. They built an outdoor stage. They've had events there outdoors. So they are proceeding, but if the printery can get up and moving, then it would be nice to have some additional parking, if you will,
right
there. So that's good stuff going on there. I wanted to mention something about the city of Atascadero. We did a bond issue to pay for the new fire station and mm-hmm. remodels of the others, and we got a very good bond rating and sold our bonds at a very good rate, saving us about $100,000 a year for 30 years.
Oh, nice.
Because of good financial management and having a sound financial footing. So that makes a difference, and we're proud of that.
Go ahead.
You wasn't mentioned the skate park just down, a few hundred feet beyond the Colony Park Community Center, the skate park, mm-hmm. parking lot and back, and the ramps were redone just recently.
Oh, really?
So that's a great thing. And that skate park has produced some world champions. In fact, we have one who's in Japan right now, and she's a neighbor of mine, a couple doors down. My wife taught her in first grade, and she's gone on to represent us in Barcelona, and,
really,
you know, Rome, and wow. around the world on a scooter. Yeah, but started and learned her her trade at the A-Town skate park.
Yeah, and I think when that originally went in, there was a lot of parent involvement, wasn't there? Mm-hmm. Like really getting that place up and going. There's people really interested, and it's interesting. You'll run into some of those people now. Some of them are still involved, and some of them aren't. But yeah. They put a lot of effort into that skate park.
And Kevin Campion runs that and has for a number of years, and he's just got a knack for working with kids and bringing out the best in them.
Yeah, he's right downtown now.
Yeah, and he's got a business downtown, 805 Board Shop.
Yeah, it's a great location they moved to. The mm-hmm. other location was good, too, but I think this one's a little better.
Right, yeah. It's right there on El Camino, right next to the old, right next to La Plaza now, and between that and Ancient Owl and the Colony.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, for years, something I heard about Atascadero is they don't have tax revenue. And it seems like that's changing. And it seems like there's even some more businesses coming in. But, you know, Atascadero has built up a little more motels. The old Best Western was just fixed up. And I hear there's some businesses coming. I don't know if you want to go over some of those.
Absolutely. I mean, it's true. Atascadero has always been a fairly well-off community in the sense of we have fairly high average household incomes compared to some other communities in the county. But we've always been a low-revenue city. And
kind so you of have that bedroom community.
Yeah. So you have that paradox of having kind of a well-off community and poor city. And the reasons for that was Atascadero, you know, never had a thriving downtown, so it never had good retail sales tax revenue, wasn't a tourist destination, so it didn't have good hotel bed tax revenue. And to put this in context, even now, as we've improved, Pismo Beach takes in more bed tax revenue in July than we do all year.
Okay. Well, I did hear, I got an email this week that Carlton just renovated their rooms.
That is correct. Carlton is now a, what they call a Marriott tribute property.
Okay.
And that's where, you know, as part of that particular Marriott brand, my understanding is they go to a town, they kind of find the classy old hotel that used to be a hallmark in that particular community, and it's then it kind of gets the rooms redone to modern state. And so that is now a Marriott tribute property, or they're on track to be that. They just finished, I'm not 100% sure whether they've actually opened all the rooms, but they've finished the lobby and a lot of the rooms already, and they'll be having a dining
experience. It did need an update. I stayed there a few years ago, and it was a nice motel. Don't get me a hotel, I should say, but it did it needed that. It hadn't really been updated since the remodel. What was that, in the 90s?
Yes,
that was. I mean, it was a long remodel process.
Right, it was a very long remodel process, it turned out nice. But you know, hotels after 20 years, you need to redo the rooms.
Oh yeah, and yeah, then you have the Best Western over there. That's now a Marriott, I believe, too.
The Best Western is two things because they remodeled it and they added a residence in type property.
Oh, okay.
That is coming along. So that's actually going to be one of those where sometimes you'll see kind of two hotels sort of right next to each other.
Right.
And they share some, usually they're owned by the same folks, mm-hmm. but like one might be more upscale and one less so perhaps.
Okay.
And so there's going to be a dual branded thing there. And in terms of the revenue, I mean, cities love hotels. There's a reason every city wants a car dealership, a Costco, and hotels. they do generate a lot of revenue. Well, obviously, we're not going to get a Costco, and we lost our last new car dealership back during the Great Recession.
Right.
So we're probably not going to get another new car dealership. So we have been a very low revenue city, and that has changed now as we get more restaurants, so we get more hotels. I always say, you know, Pismo Beach swims in money. San Luis Obispo wades in it, and Paso splashes around in it. And of the other four, we're probably in the best shape because we're well run, and our revenue has been increasing as we attract more business. And also, I do have to credit the voters. They voted for Measure D20 in 2020, which gave us a full cent so we could hire more police and pay them some more so we wouldn't lose them to places like Paso Robles.
Yeah, I know that was a problem for a while.
It was. I remember 1 month we lost 3 officers to Paso Robles about 5 years ago. And that sort of thing. So it is important, and people sometimes say, well, you're too focused on money, and I say, no, we're not. But along those lines, we're excited that Chick-fil-A is coming to town.
Yeah, that's a big one. I heard about that a while ago, and I think people didn't believe me, but it's going down there by, what, the Springfield Hotel?
Right. It's going to go right in that front area in front of Spring Hill Suites, so at the Home Depot exit. Big challenge with Chick-fil-A, of course, is it's so popular, is you got to make sure you have a double drive-through.
Yeah, it's like in and out over there. It's going to be, I expect, maybe it'll make it a little easier to go to In-N-Out. Maybe those two will be a little more competitive, you know?
Maybe. I actually abandoned a trip to In-N-Out Burger about a month ago because the cars were backing up out to the street and the parking lot was full. Which is great for business, but not good if it starts to back up to the freeway.
Right.
So the Chick-fil-A, I'm sure we will have problems when it first opens, but that's going to be a great addition. And that's the kind of problem we appreciate having for a bit. So that's very exciting that we're going to get a Chick-fil-A. Many of you know we opened up but Valley Fresh, new grocery store opened up
there. They had some great deal. I still got some tri-tips from that first 2 weeks in my freezer.
Excellent.
They were slinging them for really good deals.
Yeah. And that whole center, there's Central Coast Distillery is going to go in there. There's a learning experience, academy, daycare. It's going to be 10,000 square feet and a 12,000 square foot playground. There's going to be some other buildings with mixed uses, which means there'll be some residences on top. And then across the freeway, there'll be Barrel Creek, which is looking to have some residences, but also some other businesses, including some beer-oriented businesses.
And I think that's thriving in Atascadero, actually. The beer, you have Blast and Brew, that building, it was the old Harley, but nothing really succeeded there. And Blast and Brew has really just, they've done it. They're busy. You go in there and they got music, then it's a little out of the downtown. I mean, it's downtown, but it's not in that heart of downtown, but they're doing well over there. And I think you see a lot of that with Ancient Owl. What's the one down there by Joe Bella? There's a little winery in there.
Yeah, and there's the
Hearts. Or not winery.
There's a cider place.
Yeah.
Down there.
They have a great cider in there, too. I can't think of it.
To tap the name in my head, but I'm
missing. I used to get growlers a long time ago. Mm-hmm. I don't even have one anymore. But no, I think Atascadero is kind of getting that go hang out, have a beer, go eat kind of vibe and kind of cruise around the city and do your thing.
Right. Yeah. And we have on the old, what we call the old Walmart property, since, we still call it that, even though they abandoned their efforts in 2016.
Oh, that's right.
Is going to be a RV glamping site with some fixed RVs, some yurts, but also RV sites available. So it's going to be in an upscale.
Yeah, kind of like RV a Cava site. And Paso.
Right.
But different if they're going to have yurts. That's kind of cool.
Even a little more upscale.
And they're that's 30 acres, I heard. Roughly.
Oh, boy. What is that?
I was kind of surprised when I heard how big. I didn't realize there was that much land right there.
Right. Yeah. Walmart assembled quite a few lots in order to put that whole thing together. What's good about this is, Walmart was going to be a very traffic intensive use. And at the time, there was going to be a requirement from Caltrans to put in roundabouts, widen the Del Rio overpass, put in roundabouts. Well, these other uses you've seen come along here and getting built are much lower in their traffic intensity. So, there will have to be some traffic improvements around there, but not to that degree. Because if you think about an RV park, with 100 and some spots, that's nowhere near the traffic of a Walmart.
No.
And so that whole area now with the Valley Fresh Center, the Barrel Creek, there's the new hotel, the new Taco Bell, the UCLA Health, there's a new gas station, car wash thing going in there too. That whole area, was just empty for many years, underutilized.
No, we had the dugout, remember?
Yeah, except for the dugout. If you were early into the dugout, that was okay. But
back in the 80s, I think that left in the 80s, didn't it?
Yeah, and that got torn down in, 2000 or something. But so that whole corner, we're happy to see that coming along. And we really are all about, being open for business. And the two things about that. One is, we want to be receptive to business. Of course, we do want to raise revenue. But also, we want our residents to feel like whatever it is they want, they can get it in Atascadero.
And I will tell you, like a hidden treasure over there, I believe this. And we do our, Madrone. We do our summer barbecues every year over at the lake park. We slot one or whatever it is. And I've done a few things with the Republican Party there for barbecues. That is a great place right there. At the zoo, you got the lake, and maybe we'll get right back into that conversation when we get back. Again, we'd love to hear from you. 238-5775, 238-5775. We'll be back with more Sound Off shortly.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We moved from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Wesley with Stove and Spa Center. It's finally getting cool and we don't want to leave you out in the cold. Stove and Spa Center has a great selection of stoves, inserts, and fireplaces to get you warm and cozy in your house this winter. Don't miss savings on freestanding stoves, gas inserts, and fireplaces. How would you like being warmer this winter and save money too? It's possible with a fireplace insert from Cozy Heat. Cozy Heat's highly efficient gas inserts and fireplaces come in many styles to fit any home's decor. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com. Say big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale going on right now. Don't miss out on all the special offers at Stove and Spa Center. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero between Curb Rail and Moore Roads.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. The plans I draft include lifelong subtrusts for kids, which protect them from creditors, predators, divorce, and maybe themselves, depending on control. You can even incentivize postmortem transmission of values you care about. But that works better if you get buy-in now. Holiday meals are the perfect time to adopt, implement, and refine your family mission statement. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105 or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
And welcome back to Sound Off. Again, my name is Eric Gorham, filling in for Karen Veeley, who's on assignment with Cal Coast News. Keep your eye out at calcoastnews.com. I'm sure there's going to be some exciting stories coming out soon. And we'd love to hear from you if you have any questions, 238-5775, and the same with the text in line, 238-5775. We were kind of just getting into the lake park, which I think is kind of a summer day over there, barbecue. You rent there really affordable. I think they're like, that big one that we usually rent, I think it's like $75 or something for the day. And I think that's with electric. I mean, don't quote me, call Parks and Rec. But I think it's between like $75 and $86 or something for the day. You got those big fire pits. I usually get about a third of a tier of wood delivered right there They come dump it off, and we have our barbecue. And Atascadero is a great place because it is, not that it has to be about drinking, but it's an open container town. So that's you can correct. Sit there, have your barbecue, or in Paso, that's kind of frowned on. You might end up visiting the jail cell here. But but you can in Atascadero, and you know, I think, you know, you can actually walk downtown. But my thing is that park for a company party or for a little party, whether it's political or whatever, you can have some wine out or some beers, and people can enjoy a barbecue. They can go over to the zoo, check that out, and or just take a walk around the lake. You know, it's a great place. And actually, gosh, how many years ago it was. Now that I think about it, there's a great demonstration garden brought to you by Madrone Landscapes. And that's the second time they brought it to you. About 40 years ago, we brought you the first demonstration garden, Rick Matthews. And that was something when they came back, he was very interested in helping out with again. And there was a few other landscape companies that came and helped us out. I believe Purlue came out, and yes, a lot of volunteers. You know, I have great pictures. My company, Red Frog, came out. We donated quite a bit, and it was just a great event. But it is a great demonstration garden, especially when it's raining. Because if you see how the water comes, people don't know that's there. But if you want to go to that demonstration garden and see kind of great drainage coming off the top of a building, it's kind of a cool feature that building has.
That drainage, demonstration garden's right in front of the pavilion. And I remember I did volunteer on Volunteer Day with ALPS, the Atascadero Land Preservation Society, right, and with some of the Madrone crew, and helped put in some of those plants on the redo.
Yeah.
And that was a good day and a great example of the volunteer spirit in Atascadero. We get volunteers turn out for all kinds of things and help make the city a better place, and we really appreciate that.
And there was a good kid turnout. There was a lot of like 5, 6, 7, 8-year-old mm-hmm. kids. I remember because I ended up doing a lot with compost and worm castings, and the kids were all about it. I had all these kids following me around. It was a great day.
Yeah, it's definitely. And the lake park, like you said, is a great place to go. A walk around a lake takes 20 minutes, and there's some beautiful scenery. You might see a bald eagle if you're lucky.
Oh, yeah, or two.
Pelicans floating around nowadays, and so it's beautiful. We got the Zoo Event Center you can also rent out. Had some chamber mixers there and other events. So that's,
I think we had our 40th anniversary there for Madrone.
Yeah,
and we got there. And then I've been to a bunch of events in there. It's actually a good, not only can you rent, you know, a place to go out there and barbecue for, it's not that expensive over there. It really isn't. Right. It really isn't. For what you get, it's not. Especially there's a lot of setup that you guys do that's already taken care of over there at the event center, what are you calling it?
The Zoo Event Center, right next to the flamingos. And of course, the pavilion's actually pretty good rates, too.
It is.
Used a lot for weddings and other events. And, our rates are pretty reasonable for renting out space at the lake park. So we're super pleased with that. So I do see it's already 1:52. I've been saying about a lot of the great things happening in Atascadero. We're really happy and pleased about that.
Dark skies now.
Yeah, we do have a cloud on the horizon that I need to be clear about, and that it's called our wastewater treatment plant.
Nothing good about that.
I guess can't say it on radio, but let's talk. Let's talk stuff. Our sewage treatment plant's it's nearing capacity, and so it needs to be expanded in any case in order to allow continued development, which I, for one, like to see. I openly say I'm a pro-development person. I like to see things get built. We also need more housing, et cetera. But it's nearing capacity. We are going to do a project, I forget the technical term, but where, you know, you're going to figure out where water's leaking into the pipes, because that kind of decreases your capacity.
So it's going to be, are they expanding the plant?
Well, see, here's the problem. The problem isn't really just expanding the plant. The problem is the regional water quality, I call it out of control board. They have new standards. And so our plant, whether it's big enough or not, doesn't meet new standards. And so we're going to have to build a new plant with new technology. So that's going to cost a lot of money. And what's frustrating about that is these folks, they generally don't care how much it costs the city to build it. And they don't, and all of that is going to get transferred to ratepayers, and they don't seem to care about how much that is. And so you've seen this in other communities, whether it's Los Osos or Morro Bay or
I think you've seen it here in Paso. You know, when they raise the water rates, people freak out, and that's usually part of your sewer rates.
Well, your water rates in most places tie to your.
But yours don't do that.
Ours do not.
Two different companies.
Because the water company, we don't have access to your individual usage in order to figure out how much to charge you for sewer. But the problem is, you know, they just keep requiring more and more until your $50 million plant is a $150 million plant. Mm-hmm. And what's frustrating to me in particular is there's they have a new standard, and not only is it, you know, higher than the old standard, in some cases is double or triple or really more like a half or one third in terms of what you can put into the ground. And in one case, they want us to treat water and put it into the ground at a higher standard than what the water company can pump it out. Well, I think that's just absurd.
Right. And that's almost going into where you're cleaning your waste and using it as the purple pipe. There.
Right. Whereas, you know, Atascadero, our sewer water is processed at the sewer treatment plant. It goes into the ground near the river. It soaks in for several years, and then downstream it's, you know, all filtered out by the sand, and it's picked up by the water company. The other thing is they have a higher standard for, you know, one community along the river than they will for another community along the river. So it's like, okay, Atascadero, really? When it comes to, I don't know, you know, total dissolved solids or
nitrogen. Is it because you're upstream or?
No, that's the thing is, it seems that it's based on some baseline readings that were done in the 70s by college interns.
Well, that makes sense.
And so, but I just think it's kind of ridiculous that you're going to have one standard for a community, then one 10 miles down the river can have a less, you know, less strict standard, and another one 20 miles down the river might be has an even more strict standard. Mm-hmm. Like, it's the same damn river. Why do that? So it's very frustrating. But the bottom line, the cloud is that doing, you know, building a new sewage treatment plant is going to cost a lot of money, and that is going to flow through to our ratepayers who are on the sewer. And Atascadero is unique in that only about half the town is on sewer.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of septic there.
Yeah, there's a lot, but I mean, it's not as. Yeah, a lot of septic. Yeah, exactly. You've got about really just maybe a teeny bit over half of our residences are on.
Well, Atascadero is kind of a unique city. And one, it was unincorporated for a very long time.
Right.
And for two, you have that west side. So the downtown, a lot of those older houses are on septic. And then you get out into the west side and you're on septic. So, yeah, I never really thought about that. But, yeah, it is a unique town in that sense.
It is. I mean, I'm on 3 acres, so I'm on septic, and that's no big deal. But if you're on a smaller lot, septic is much more of a challenge. And these folks are, of course, making it harder for people to replace septic systems if they do go bad, that sort of thing. But the main thing is the sewage treatment plant is going to cost a lot of money to replace. The city, I think, you know, made a mistake. They didn't raise rates for 20 years. And that might sound nice, but that's not responsible business practice to do that. So that really depleted the reserve fund that you need to make improvements to the collection system and get yourself ready for.
So is there a deadline for this? Or?
There is a deadline. I wouldn't want you to quote me. I'd speak out of turn, but I mean, we're coming up on it. We're what we're called enrolled in the new permit. So in other words, they have us on deadline, and we are, let's see. I have some pictures of
any grants for this or the state?
Well, we're certainly going to try for that. This is where one of the things that us being a community with above average household incomes does not help because, you know, you go off for state grants, federal grants. Yeah, that's kind of who they're looking to help. And, you know, we don't fit. And a really good example of that is, you know, I've seen examples where San Luis Obispo will get say a park grant or something. Because San Luis Obispo, we all know it's a wealthy city. We all know it's wealth. The city itself is much wealthier than Atascadero. Atascadero has a lot of rich people. But I also have a lot of poor college students.
Yeah.
Or college students who don't make a lot of money, let's say.
Right.
And so their household income, their average household income is much lower. And they will sometimes qualify for basically a low-income community grant.
Well, that is something to look out for. And I would like to thank you for coming in. I think this has been an insightful and addition of Sound Off.
Yeah, absolutely. An hour goes fast, and I appreciate you having me on. And there's more to talk about Atascadero. So,
all right. Yeah, no, we'll definitely do it again. And tune in tomorrow. Karen will be back. And thanks for tuning in. We'll be right back.
This hour of Sound Off was brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals across the parking lot from the movie theater in Atascadero. Honest, veteran-owned. Buy or sell precious metals with integrity. Monday through Friday, 10 to 3.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.